A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you! Cried a cheerful voice. It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew, who came upon him so quickly that this was the first intimation he had of his approach.
Bah! Said Scrooge. Humbug!
He had so heated himself with rapid walking in the fog and frost, this nephew of Scrooge's, that he was all in a glow. His face was ruddy and handsome, his eyes sparkled, and his breath smoked again. Live and Let Die by Ian Fleming. M's chief of staff had telephoned at midnight to say that M wanted to see Bond at 9 the next morning.
A bit early in the day, he had apologized. But he seems to want some action from somebody. Been brooding for weeks. Suppose he's made up his mind at last.
Any line you can give me over the telephone?
A for Apple and C for Charlie, said the chief of staff, and rang off.
That meant the case concerned stations A and C, the sections of the Secret Service dealing respectively with the United States and the Caribbean. The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy by Douglas Adams. Mr. L. Prosser was, as they say, only human. In other words, he was a carbon-based bipedal life form descended from an ape. More specifically, he was 40, fat, and shabby, and worked for the local council. Curiously enough, though he didn't know it, he was also a direct male line descendant of Genghis Khan, though intervening generations and racial mixing had so juggled his genes that he had no discernible mongoloid characteristics, and the only vestiges left in Mr. L. Prosser of his mighty ancestry were a pronounced stoutness about the tum and a predilection for little fur hats.
"Come off it, Mr. Dent," he said.
"You can't win, you know. You can't lie in front of the bulldozer indefinitely."
Arthur lay in the mud and squelched at him.
"I'm game," he said. "We'll see who rusts first."
Andrew Randall.